Now, I'm very happy to welcome my guest, Naomi Davis, this afternoon. Good afternoon, Naomi. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Nice to be here again.
Yes, it's a lovely sunny day, isn't it? I hope you're not too hot in here.
No, it's lovely in here.
Yes, yeah, I've turned the air conditioning off because it actually bizarrely got too cold. Now I'm going to obviously suddenly start boiling and then I have to turn it back on again. But hopefully we won't worry about that now. So we're here to talk about, well, it's part of the Cambridge Open Studios,
yeah.
And specifically the College Arts Trail. So first, can you just, for those that don't know what the Open Studios is and what it's about, could you just give a kind of a brief introduction to that first?
Okay, well, I think it's the best way to see art in Cambridge and Cambridgeshire. And it's lots of local artists who open their studios, often their homes, because a lot of us work from home, and welcome people in and show what they've been up to recently. I think it's very important to stress that there isn't any obligation to buy. So it's perhaps the one time that you can really go and see what other artists are doing. And it's lovely if you buy a card, and there's the big Just a Card campaign to sort of help you to encourage people to support local artists in whatever way they can. But even if you don't want to buy a card and you can't buy a card, you might even not like the artwork in the studio you go to.
There is no obligation. Things, yeah.
It's spreading the word about what we do. And we know as artists that sales and commissions will come from those. It may be that you don't want something on the day, but you come back later. So it's just sort of saying, here we are, this is what we do. And actually, this is how we work. And also, although we pay to enter the scheme and we pay for the publicity so that it is a coherent sort of joined up scheme with a really good app that you can use on your phone. Although we pay to do that, we also don't have to give a cut on sales. So actually, when you're buying something at Open Studios, you're buying it and the artist is getting the money for
it. That's really nice
to hear. Yeah, which make
but it's also, I think, like you said, it's really important for people to know that they can just come and see all the different, because there's so many different types of art. We say art, but it's sculpture, it's jewellery, it's ceramics, it's all sorts, isn't it?
Weird and wonderful things.
It's nice to have a go around, have a good...
Absolutely. And the idea is that you don't have to make an appointment, you just have to look for the yellow flags. I mean, if you're super organised, you get the guide and you mark out what you're going to do. And I have people that arrive with coloured post-it notes in the side and they know where they're going. But you can just whiz around on your bike and just see where there's a yellow flag and go in. We're open. There are four weekends that run in July, starting on the 6th and 7th of July, the four full weekends in July. And artists will advertise on the in leaflets like the one we're doing or in the book which of those four weekends were open. And you can just go around, you can see, do it on the app as well and find out who's open, just pop in. We all have fixed times, so we're all open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Which is much later than I thought, actually.
It is.
Yes,
and
that's good.
A plea out there. It is a bit of a quiet time, sort of 5 to 6 o'clock in the afternoon, but that is after the sport has usually finished on the telly, and it is quite a nice time to come, because actually
you can get a couple in for an hour, can't you?
And at most open studios, there are usually refreshments for offer. There's definitely refreshments at my one. And so it's a nice way to do things, and everyone's a bit nosy, you can see around people's houses and have a look at what they're doing. I think it's a great thing.
So that's and you were saying, so there's an app and there's paper copies all over the city, aren't there?
The long yellow guide that you can, and I've been putting them out all week, so I know that locally where I live there are lots of the coffee shops and takeaways and things on Mill Road have got them. Balzano's and the New Tradizioni on Cherry Hinton Road have got them. So that's my area that I'm sort of hot on.
Yes.
But artists me have been everywhere. Yeah.
So I mean, I was looking at the whole brochure itself. It's absolutely massive now, isn't it? So wherever you are in the area, it's got Cambridge Northwest, Northeast, Centre, Southwest, then there's Grantchester separately. Yeah. Then you also have South Cambridge at Uttlesford, East Cambridge at Fenland and Huntingdon.
This is Saffron Walden Trail, there's Ely Trail. It's big. And I think it's because it's kind of, it could be a little bit overwhelming that quite a few groups of artists have sort of clubbed together locally and done little trails.
So hence the Coleridge Arts Trail. And there's other ones, I guess, then.
There are. Yeah. I can't remember how many, but I know there's one in Milton. There are definitely, I think there's Cottenham one. But there are, the idea is that over the four weekends, you can make a sort of trip and it highlights which ones are actually within reasonable distance of each other, and you can go and... They're often quite a balanced selection, and it's also nice to not always go to the ones that you would
be drawn to, perhaps.
From the book. Yes. Yeah, just try something new. Yeah. And sometimes I feel that maybe some artists don't always use the most representative photo image in the guide. And so this kind of gets over the judging just book by its cover and yes, actually go there. Yeah. And you might be surprised. I know I have been by going to ones like
so
that.
So how did you decide who was going to, or how did your group get together?
I think, well, we're quite lucky in that the secretary of the whole Open Studios is one of ours, Marion Curtis. So she was on the ball and she sorted out, and I've been getting the printing sorted out for her. And it's just a group of local ones. And I think that the ones that we are, which is Coleridge, it's basically off Mill Road on the out-of-town side of the bridge, basically, if we're talking simply. We are, I think we're a little bit of a forgotten area because everyone thinks of the sort of Romsey and the in-town places. And actually, probably because, there are just a lot of artists and more affordable housing, so people on artist salaries.
That's a very good, very valid point, actually. That, they often say that about London, isn't it? That the areas that, you know, yeah, the up-and-coming areas, that's where
absolutely
you find all the great artists.
And I mean, so I've been living on Mill Road 20-something years, and it really is up-and-coming. In fact, I think it has up-and-come. But I think we live in actually a very vibrant place, and especially this year with the closing of Mill Road itself on the 1st of July,
which is next week.
Yeah, I think where I live, south of Coleridge Road, is still free on-road parking. So if you can't do bike for whatever reason or foot, you can come and park there. You've got a whole load of
that's very well
distance,
worth knowing actually for
and
some
then
people. Yeah,
walk into town, and on the first weekend there's the big weekend on Parker's Peace. So it's kind of like your day sorted or your weekend sorted.
And so you say it starts at 11. Yeah. And I've just been looking at the separate Coleridge Artist Trail.
Yeah.
And there's 14. I think, is that would
yeah,
that be right?
Right? Yeah,
14, just
which
in that small
ever
area.
Absolutely, yeah. And they are really close. We're not sort of we're not being unrealistic to expect that you could easily walk around those in a few hours.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you how long do you think that it would take?
Well, it depends how long. I mean, how long you take each one. Yeah. I mean, I have people that come and spend 2 hours at my open studios because they sit with a drink in the garden and they meet people and they chat, and it is a very social thing. But yeah, I'd think allow half an hour for a visit, unless it's really not your kind of thing, and then 5 minutes in and out.
But but that's what gives the beauty of it. You can walk in, have a little look around, and if it isn't your thing,
absolutely. And another thing is, don't be afraid to ask artists that you do visit about who else they recommend, because if you like their style, they're probably going to be able to tell you other ones locally. And I know there's quite a lot of reciprocation of that locally in my group.
And I was going to ask you, that's what's going to be my question, who else, if maybe not in your area or in your either, who would you recommend around your art trail or going out, because there is so many in the book, who are you planning to go out? I suppose you can't. Can
I
you?
Am and I am, because I'm only doing weekends one and two this year.
Oh, I
year,
see, right, yes, so that's how you can do
it. Not going on holiday the weekend after, so finally I will be free on week three. So my absolute places I really love, but It's only my recommendations, and there are so many that I haven't yet been to, because for the last 3 years I haven't been able to.
Yeah, because you're doing the open studio yourself, I realise.
So
it's
locally,
a catch 22.
I know that, well, all of them in this book, I'm going to have to say, are good, and that, you know, they're well worth seeing. But I absolutely love Andy Dakin's work, and he's on my street, and I love Sarah Wendt's ceramics, and she's around the corner.
Oh, that's handy.
But there are people, and Birgitta Brun is also around my corner, and she does beautiful silver jewellery. But then I've never been to Jim Butler's or Gary Dadd's or even Marion Curtis's, because I haven't been able to. So I'm actually really looking forward to that.
So you're going to spend some time in your own area. That makes really good sense. Yeah.
But
yeah,
other ones, I absolutely love John Tordoff's studio, and he's got an award-winning garden as well. So
and is that open for people to look around the
art? It's an open studio. Yeah, you can't help seeing the garden.
Oh, okay.
And I think, so that's
and
one.
Where's
and
he?
That's near Anglia Ruskin University.
Oh, okay. So that's quite central for people again. Yeah.
And then a very close friend of mine who I paint with every Thursday, Louise Hilton, she's opening in Camborne. It's only her second year, and Camborne is a kind of new area for open studios, so yeah, go and
there's a lot of people
well
that live out that way. That would be great to see that. So if they want more details, I'm right in saying you go to the website, which is www.cambridgeopenstudios.co.uk.
Yeah, and they have a list of all the trails. They have the downloadable PDFs of all the trails. You can follow me on any social media, Naomi Davies Art, and send me a message, and I'll send you a PDF of it if you don't have it. And copies are going out in all the local local places too.
And for the app, how do people get the app?
To the Open Studios website, and you can download it, and it's Android and Apple.
Brilliant.
And it actually works really well, which is quite surprising for a sort of small app like that. I've
got it on my phone, but I haven't actually used it yet, because last year I thought I could go, and then I ended up not being able to go.
Right.
But I've already been saying to you, haven't I, I'm going to be the second weekend. I'm going to be free after the big weekend on the Saturday, and I'm going to spend Sunday doing the art trail. So
We're
I really look
forward
to that. Thank you ever so much for telling
You're
us about
welcome.
That.